AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Two people dead, dozens injured after tornadoes slammed through communities in Texas and Arkansas. The two people killed were in Nashville, Arkansas, where several tornadoes were reported. Likely tornadoes also seen in Iowa and in South Dakota. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Steve Corfitti says the severe weather may not be over.
The threat may abate for a day or so across the central and eastern United States, but that will unfortunately reappear across western parts of the plains by the latter part of the week. And unfortunately, it's just the time of the year and the large-scale pattern, jet stream pattern that we're in.
A first court appearance today for the four suspects charged in connection with the killings of two Hattiesburg, Mississippi police officers. Authorities say that one of the officers stopped a car for speeding, then called for backup. But Hattiesburg Mayor Johnny Dupree isn't saying much more.
This investigation, we're not going to compromise the investigation. We know that he called for backup for a reason, and we'll find that out.
The town is holding a memorial service for the two officers this afternoon. An hour from now, the Boston Bombers trial resumes. The jury is deciding whether Johar Tsarnaev should be executed or spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. His lawyers will call their last witness today. The jury could begin deliberating around the middle of the week. The United Nations' main human rights body is expressing concern over what's described as excessive use of force by law enforcement against ethnic minorities. The U.S. appeared before the U.N. Human Rights Council in Geneva for a review of its record. Volvo announcing it's going to build a $500 million plant in South Carolina. This is AP Radio News. No leak of radioactive material, but a weekend fire at a New York nuclear power plant did cause an oil leak in the Hudson River. Our Julie Walker is in New York.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says you can see the oil sheen on the Hudson River from that leak. He says it happened when the secondary holding tank was full and it could not accommodate the volume of oil following the shutdown from that fire at Indian Point.
There's no doubt that oil was discharged into the Hudson River. Exactly how much we don't know. That will be part of an ongoing investigation.
Emergency crews circled the oil leak with about 300 feet of booms, but the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says several thousand gallons of oil may have overflowed. I'm Julie Walker.
Prince appeared at a concert in Baltimore, debuting a song he wrote following the death of Freddie Gray. He invited the prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby, on stage at one point. She has charged six police officers in Gray's death. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.